Hi, I'm Miranda Wright here with you, and I'm from Miranda Wright Marketing, and I'm here to teach you about storytelling and why do we do storytelling. It's to get your customers and your watchers to resonate with you, to know, like, and trust you. It is an indirect way to sell. It means you are not directly selling your products and services, but through your storytelling, your customers are finding out about what it is that you do and why and how you can help them and how your product can serve them, okay? So that in turn drives people to a sale. So in this video in particular, I'm talking about presentation. As I promised, I'm going to deliver the Jim Carrey technique. And what is the Jim Carrey technique? That is, if you feel like you are a bit shy on camera, you can loosen yourself up by impersonating Jim Carrey from a film such as The Mask. Like, you can just shake around, just loosen up a bit and go, smoking or something to that effect. Okay, it's just a bit silly. It makes you loosen up and feel more comfortable in front of the camera. You don't actually have to do that in front of the camera, but it would be even more entertaining if you did, okay, for the viewer. Just don't take it too seriously. If you think you are not good enough on camera, well, of course, at the start, who was very good at anything the first time they do it? Okay, hardly no one. So go back and watch my very, very old YouTube videos and you'll see that I wasn't always good, okay? It took a bit of practice in order to get into the flow of speaking on camera and feel comfortable doing so. I mean, I was a bit nervous in front of the camera. I put on a good mask, like I can pretend to be confident on camera, but I wasn't actually as confident as I am now on camera. Back when I first started, and you'll see that. And people will be more focused on themselves anyway, the people that are watching. They're not really judging you. They're going to be, if you're telling your story and they're engaged with your story, they're going to be resonating with your story if they're your perfect niche audience that have the same problem that you had and you overcome with your solution. They're going to be engaged with that story and going to be listening for that, how they can solve. They're going to be thinking about their own problem, okay, basically, and engaging with your story, thinking about how you can help them solve their problem, okay? That's what they're going to be thinking about. They're not thinking about anything bad about you, okay? That's all I wanted to say. They're going to be focused on themselves, resonating with your story. I've just written some of my notes here just to remind me. Listening, focused on your message, connecting with you, and they'll probably find you endearing. Okay, that's what I wrote down. They'll probably find you endearing. Your mess is your message. I want you to realize that. Your mess is your message. Feel imposter syndrome. You might think, I'm no expert. Who am I to be speaking on camera, telling people, you know, something? All right, I'm not a millionaire. I'm not an expert. I'm not whatever your limiting beliefs are. Scrap them. Your mess is your message. What you've experienced is the very reason why people should be listening to you, because you've experienced the problem that your customers have experienced. And you've found the solution, and your product is that solution to that problem. So that's why your customers will be listening to you, wanting to learn from you, wanting to buy from you. Okay, so that's why you should be speaking on camera and presenting your story. All right, so I covered the Jim Carrey technique. It's very simple, just impersonate Jim Carrey to loosen yourself up. You can do that before you get on camera, or you can do it on camera. It will be entertaining for the viewer. And I told you why you should be speaking on camera. Forget about the excuses that you're not good enough. Go back and look at my last videos, okay? And you'll see why you should be speaking on camera and how each time you speak on camera, you'll get more and more confident and better at it, better at presenting. Okay, make sense? That's another tip I didn't write down the notes for, but speakers on stage, very big speakers such as Russell Brunson from ClickFunnels, he sells millions of dollars worth of products on stage. And how does he do that? He's really good at speaking. is really good on stage and presenting and selling from stage. How does he do that? A tip that he says is he says he engages people to listen by saying, "Makes sense? Does it make sense?" It gets the listener into a habit of saying yes to you. Not only that, it engages them. It makes them think, am I listening? Oh yeah, I am listening and I understand. And it helps him gauge who's listening, okay? Whether the audience is paying attention or not, okay? By asking that question, makes sense? And the audience are like nodding their heads or whatever, okay? So that's my notes. That's what I wanted to present to you now about presentation. Please go ahead and take action, because this story is not going to write itself, okay? This video is not going to get made itself. Only you can take that action and make that happen. So go ahead and do that. Forget about your limiting beliefs. It's bullcrap. Go and do it, okay? Make sense? Good. Okay, so bye for now. I'm about to present my own story. I've got to write the story out and present it to you so you can see how it's done. I hope you watch the next video. Bye for now, Miranda Wright. Mwah!